will do good things. In other words, that premise.
And now the good guys on all the sitcoms and dramas, they have to torture, but torture's now a good thing. And exactly.
Right, the constant redefining of, and I'm just giving examples because it's more subtle than that. And the other thing, in
well,
other
that's
words,
what Orwell talked about in the 11th edition of Ingsoc, where they're getting rid of whole words, or you can't use words. That's everything that's happening today. People think, oh, Orwell, this guy was a psychic. No, he worked for the Imperial Police, secret police in India. He worked for the communists later and found out both sides were controlled. Let's get a comment from Watson about Mr. Blair, a pen named George Orwell. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, obviously you mentioned Ingsoc. Something related to that came out just yesterday with the British ID card that's being introduced by stealth, even though 80% or more of the British people oppose it. And this idea of gaining liberty, meanwhile losing liberty.
Now you posted that on Prison Planet. Blair actually said, and his minister said, oh, you gain liberty, freedom plus.
Yeah, and the exact quote was, we are strengthened in our liberty if our identity is protected from theft.
When their system of identification number has caused identity theft, and they admit it. Create the crisis, offer the solution, get you deeper into the pit. Dan?
Well, exactly. And what I was going to say, you were talking about Unitarian before. The Unitarian is the most, it's not Muslim that's dangerous. The Unitarian is the most dangerous force out there.
Well, Communitarian, and then they have their churches in our communities that are the Communitarian or Unitarian. And I've been to Unitarian churches before to see what they're doing. I mean, it's openly a communist meeting.
Well, it's scrambled egg. Each person has the truth within himself. So that means each person can make his own definition, and it's okay. That's what the most dangerous thing out there.
But it's like a big change agent, though, because they all get led in a certain direction.
Well, because it's like not standing on the ground. Once you're up in the air, you can get blown around with anything.
Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston in the Ministry of Love when they're torturing him. He says, you know, Winston says, well, you're not really holding up three fingers, but you say you want four or two or one. He goes, hey, we want you to where you see all fingers at all times and have no real thoughts, where I could be a soap bubble floating up off the ground.
Scrambled egg.
Yeah, I hope we're not getting too esoteric here, getting off into too much psychology. But
the other thing was I wanted to mention was that under the disguise
her website on the internet, so anyone can see that right now.
Right, and I'll see the on. Oh, I had it marked, but the Ammonites, yes. Faulty thinking was one of the main things I remember in that definition. But moreover, it goes on.
They conduct a ritual to mesmerize us and enslave us and to have no conscience while they're doing it. They say this. This is what George Bush attends.
Along with public opinion or swaying public.
republicanism is quite a way before that, but obviously before democracy. But again, this whole paradigm is staged. It's about freedom or command and control. And
it's
you get these anarchists
right.
that call for, you know, revolution.
It's about collectivism versus individualism.
Yeah.
It's a Fabian society, basically, what we have is Fabian socialism being moved towards the left.
The whole political spectrum of the world has been moving left for several decades.
And the right acts like that the money is against socialism, when in truth they finance it because they need a large government that they control the levers of, who control the population and confiscate wealth and control society and set the parameters. The real political spectrum, you can put either point on the left or right, okay, or it can be a circle. But on one end, you've got total command and control, a boot stomping on the human face forever. On the other end, you have hunter-gatherers in loose-knit societies, as close to anarchy as you're going to get, and it
over here in Europe and the rest of the world are freed. They will not be freed by the United States military as it is right now, sir. They'll be freed by people like you and me and the gentleman that owns the airtime right now.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They are going to be freed by free human beings that want to stand up against the New World Order. But talking about the power of the people, tens of millions of individual folks visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPina.com every month. That's not an exaggeration. Tens of millions. Millions of different people coming back every week turn into tens of millions and spreading the word. Dick Gephardt, online supporters of Democratic presidential hopeful Dick Gephardt appear to have trouble organizing. Recent email exchanges reveal his official campaign tried to have a grassroots meeting, several of them online. When less than five people showed up, they canceled it. They can't even get five of their dumb minions, and Bush has trouble, too, to meet up on some online chat. That shows their grassroots support, whereas we can't grow anymore because we're getting too many people visiting us. Paul, that shows that we've got the grassroots. They've got the illusion. You know, I talk to big newspaper writers. They get one or two emails a day. I get thousands a day. We've got the people. They just haven't figured out their leaders yet, Paul.
Well, that's the point. And all the big mainstream news websites are now going to subscription. And it's not working out for them because their hits are dwindling week by week. And the hits of the alternative websites are going up in droves.
And a new Gallup poll shows that only 32% of the American people trust the mainstream media. 80%+ trust the alternative media.
Yeah, and we've also got a poll out of the London Times today, which fits into the same context. The voters losing faith in Blair over Iraq war.
And 80%+ are against the national ID card and the euro, but he doesn't care.
Well, yeah, and the government tried to suppress the vote against the national ID card because they had a big online poll, and it was 89%